Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Sunday, March 26, 2023, and today I am sharing true paranormal stories from the web. As always, you can find all the shows along with links to social media and other ways to contact me at the podcast page, and that is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. That's S-A-L-S-I-D-O. paranormal.podbean.com. Always happy to hear from you all, whether you have comments or questions or topic suggestions or stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or from others that you trust. Happy to either read those or have you join me on the show to talk about them. And if you would like to support the show, there are a few ways to do that. You can always share the show with other people that you think may be interested. And or if you would like to support the show financially, if you are able, you're welcome to check out the links to my books, my Amazon book page, as well as links to donation, ways to donate, basically, pages, and go from there. I will put those in the chat here once I'm done with the stream. I forgot to do that at the start, but I'll also include those in the episode descriptions, so you all can check them out from there. And I believe that's everything for that. Thank you all for listening here. Whether you're listening here during the live stream or you listen to the podcast or YouTube feeds. And there will be another way to listen coming out in the next, I don't know for sure how long yet, but I'll make an announcement when that happens. And be working that into the show as well. So one other announcement I have to make is that due to scheduling and other friends doing shows and coming back to shows, and the just the way that works, I will be after this week, I'll do this week of shows at this time. So today through Thursday morning. After that, I will be going back to 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, starting next Saturday night, really, is when it'll start. Just because there's a friend's show that will be coming back on soon that I don't want to have to leave and miss their show to do my show, if that makes any sense. So, yeah, that's how that's going to go. I know that's going to be good for some and then not so good for others. I apologize for those that it's going to not be so great for, but that's why there's the podcast and YouTube feeds. So you can always listen to the shows, even if it's after the actual live stream. So I think that takes care of everything. And I can get on with the stories here. So I have two left over from the last story show. And I'll get started with those first. This one says, when my cousin's son was little, he was super attached to his imaginary friend named H, we'll say. He would take H everywhere and do things like demand that his parents buckle him into the car. So he was definitely more attached than most kids. But some kids just have really realistic imaginary friends, so they didn't think it was anything weird. Fast forward several years. My cousins have moved out of that house, and their son is a lot older. One day, the dad runs into the family who had bought the house from them, who has a little boy of their own. As the conversation goes on, it gets brought up that the little boy who lives in the house now has an imaginary friend, and he is super attached to, named H. Obviously, my cousin tells the family about their son who had his imaginary friend named H while living in the same house. It's interesting, but they ultimately assume It's just a funny coincidence. Fast forward again to the present day. The last family moved out of the house, and for several years, it sat vacant. Recently, someone bought the house and renovated it. One day, my cousin ran into the guy who was renovating it. They live in a small town. It's not weird that he keeps seeing the people who bought this old house. They were talking about the house, and my cousin mentioned the funny coincidence about the two boys having an imaginary friend with the same name. At that point, the guy doing the renovations tells my cousin that while they were taking out a wall in the house, they found an old journal that had the name H written on either the cover or the first page. Unfortunately, I don't think they kept the journal, but at the very least, it's a spooky coincidence. And that's where that story ends, and it does give a full name, but just for reasons of privacy, I did not include that when I read the story. Or at least a full first name. Yeah, I agree. Mattel, hello there. And hello everyone listening in the stream here. But yeah, it really is, because you have the same name across two children's experiences, and then an item found in the house itself. I really wonder, of course it doesn't go into it, maybe they didn't ask. I would really love to know, or to have heard the descriptions of this imaginary friend from the two boys, and then try to find out more about the person's journal, and see if they could place it to a person that lived there way before any of them did. Maybe they'd find a connection. So, yeah, it's, yep, the confirmations, yeah. So, very neat story there. I thought that was amazing. And you hear similar stories about people that, I've heard similar stories about imaginary friends or family members would actually see them. So, but this takes it even beyond that, because you have separate families. And then you have possibly documented evidence of someone with that same name. So, yeah, really amazing story there. I was glad I found that one, because I do think that not all imaginary friends may be imaginary in some cases. So, yeah, let's see here. Let's move on to the next story here. And let me see. Okay. This one says, I'm reaching out because of an event that happened last night. I need help figuring out what my mother and I saw. I moved to Minnesota about 6 months ago. It's a pretty cold state. More or less, I love it here. It's very peaceful, and when it snows, it's really beautiful. However, my image of Minnesota was changed last night. My mother and my stepfather and I were all sitting down watching a movie in the living room. As the movie was about to end, we paused it because my mom wanted to go outside and smoke, and I had to use the restroom. Once I'm back from using the restroom, I go and sit down with my stepfather. A few seconds later, my mom opens the patio door and yells for us to get out there. We rush outside, and she tells us that she started hearing the noise of something big walking in the snow. As I'm reading this here, I'm hoping I didn't read this last time, but we'll see. Wouldn't be the first time, I guess. Probably won't be the last. Anyway, this says, when she started to look around for where the noise was coming from, about 40 feet away was a white trailer. And she said that when she looked over there, she saw something with red eyes, staring at her. She said that I looked like a really big dog. At first, my stepdad said that it was probably a coyote. Then I started to think on how my mom heard a coyote walking in the snow 40 or 50 feet away. I realized that it had to have been something very big. I've always been one to believe in paranormal things. My mother, not so much. We looked around for a bit longer, then we went back inside. A few hours later, I left my room to go grab a soda so I could continue playing video games. After the whole event, I've had this unshakable feeling. So I decided to just look outside to reassure myself that she was seeing things. As my eyes scanned the edge of the woods, I didn't really see anything. I took a deep breath and I grabbed the soda and closed the fridge. As I closed the door, I glimpsed out the window and froze. Sure enough, I saw a pair of red eyes peering at me through the trees. I couldn't see much because of how dark it was. It was around 3 a.m., but I know what I saw. I saw something that I've never seen before. Those red eyes went right through me. Then, as quick as I had seen them, they disappeared. What did I see? And that's where that story ends. I'm wondering if the writer means that they vanished or they moved. Because there's a difference there. If it was just a really fast movement, then that points to maybe something more physical. But if they just vanished, that points to something else. So, even if they closed, that's still movement in a way. But, I don't know. It's amazing that there was two sightings in the same night of something. And I'm also wondering about the mother's description in terms of, did she mean it was a big dog on all fours or on two legs? Of course, is what I'm wondering about that. Of course, there's plenty of stories of spectral dogs as well out there, so it could be either one, I guess. But yeah, I don't know. But the eyes being there, and I'm guessing they must have been a good size for the writer to see them at a distance through their window, I would think. So yeah, I don't know what they saw there, but sounds like it was multiple sightings. So, moving on to the stories I found today. Let's see here. This one says, so I used to work in this half-shut-down hospital. The original hospital had closed. However, the hospital I worked for just bought it to use as a satellite emergency room. Seeing as no one wanted or knew, I don't know what I mean, to come to us the first few months were pretty boring. A doctor was an advocate for ghost hunting and would send me down the old places on my night shift. One night, I had the radar, I'm guessing they mean ghost radar, the app on your phone, and I went in the back room. I was going to go on my cigarette break after I did this, and had one out about to finish up and walk outside. In the pitch dark, all I heard was, "Don't smoke." I looked down at my hand, at my unlit cigarette, and looked at it. I couldn't believe it. I have since quit smoking about 5 or 6 years ago now. So that's a short one, and I'm guessing they mean the radar said that, and in a way, Those radars, I think, are always tricky. You never know for sure what's going on with that, with the programming. But I'd always wonder about those things as well. If somehow they can't work, if they can work, you know, maybe in rare circumstances, but maybe they can. And if it was a hospital and the person was getting ready to smoke a cigarette, not that I'm putting anyone down for any of that, because everyone has their things that they maybe do that they shouldn't, but I really wonder. It seems like maybe someone was trying to contact this person and tell them, hey, maybe you might not want to do that. So, just a neat little story there. I wonder if there was more to it than just the robot voice, if there was some kind of feeling that came with it that was responsible for the writer somehow being able to stop her, or just the fact that where they were at helped with that. I don't know. But I thought that was a neat story there. But a short one, but still. Makes me wonder about those kinds of apps and all those things. I'm guessing it's almost like probably 90% or more just random, just words from wherever or just random messages, even if it is real input from the paranormal. Maybe it's mostly random. And I don't know. Maybe a message from their future self. Maybe laughing and or coughing and typing for the future. That'd be something, yeah. And then change their entire course of their life. That's an amazing idea there, too. Hello, Derek. I see you there. Yeah. So, just a neat little story there. And, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that's somehow possible. Maybe it's even their spirit from that future reaching back. Because if spirits can exist outside of time, then maybe he did reach back. Maybe not even in the living form, but as a spirit to himself. So, lots of possibilities there, I think, with that one. But yeah, through the technology, yep, the app, yeah. So, neat story there. And one with a happy ending, so that's good too. Excuse me. Talking about coughing. moving on to the next one here. This one says, background. I am a trucker. My brother-in-law and I ride together. And we have a route that we run frequently to York, Pennsylvania. And a road they mentioned, but I'm going to leave it out for privacy reasons. Says that it was around midnight on a January morning. We had just delivered our trailer and we're heading out. There is a dip on this road, surrounded by houses with long driveways. When we get to that dip and our lights illuminated the bottom, we both saw a woman. She seemed elderly, dressed in a black dress, think Gothic Victorian, with a hat, and her face was covered by a veil or some kind of see-through fabric. We could see her face and her arms and hands. Her face was down, but her eyes were looking at us. Her body didn't move, but she did turn her face while we drove past. While I could believe it could have been someone with a mental illness, why would a woman stand on the side of the road in the middle of the night alone in complete darkness at below freezing temperatures? And that's where that story ends. Doesn't sound, they are right there, doesn't sound like the woman was wearing the clothes that you would need to be outside. Just going back to that last story real quick, Matt and the chat says here, or maybe a loved one that passed from smoking and was warning them. Yeah, in regards to that last story with the message. Yeah, so this sighting is amazing, and there's so many stories. I've found over the years and heard on different shows, it does seem like people that are out in the roads a lot, there's a lot of weird stuff out in the roads too, paranormal wise. And everything from just ghost figures to shadow figures to cryptids to, I mean, UFOs and lights in the sky. So this doesn't surprise me. I wonder, it doesn't sound like, I mean, I guess she was just, they passed her, so they don't know if she disappeared or not. But it sounds like both the people in the truck saw this figure, so I don't know. Sounds like some kind of apparition going on there. And speaking of that, I have another one here. Similar thing. Let me see here. I think I have time for this one, and then I'll have to stop. This one says, so this happened to me when I was around 12 or so. One night, I was in my room playing video games. I was only up in my house, as my dad was on a hunting trip. I was too young to go with him. And my mom was asleep in their bedroom. I was always a kid that was into creepy stuff, but not ghosts or anything. After a while playing my game, I started feeling something like a presence or someone was watching me. After pausing the video game, I looked out into the hallway from my room, and I saw what literally looked like a transparent mass float past my door. Normally, I would think I was just seeing things, but in the woods about 80 to 100 yards from my house, there's a single grave with the dates 1803 to 1900 on it. Wow, that's a long time. I've always thought that could have had something to do with my experience. And that's where that story ends. That sounds like they just saw a sort of a light or a mist in the shape of a person floating by. That's amazing. And I've always wondered about that. I think there's been different shows that have speculated about that. I mean, what happens to a spirit over time if they don't take in more and more energy? Do they just start to fade away or lose definition? Until eventually they do fade completely out, just transition into some other state of being, or just sort of merge with the environment. I always wonder about that. How does that work? And I don't know, but I'm glad that nothing else really happened for the writer there, especially since they were a kid. Let's see here. Derek says, or maybe they start feeding off people and transform into parasites. Not to be negative, yeah. Possible, especially maybe if you already have that kind of personality. So, I think that's possible. But that's going to do it for today. I'll be back tomorrow, same time for this week anyway, with Paranormal News on the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal. Take care, everyone.